Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. Best in the business. Without question. Save you money wherever they can. It's all at Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. Rough weekend for the Phillies. Lose one reliever for the year, lose your closer for at least 15 days. As Dominguez is out. Again, the ability to stay healthy, not easy, especially in a long season. But that's where they are right now. Then there's your team.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Marvelous job of machismo by Gerrit Cole. Stay in the dugout, win some games.
Yeah, everybody overreacted to that yesterday. I don't think that was intentional. And no one would have thought that if first base weren't open. That's all.
I mean, absurd. Stay in the dugout. Keep your mouth shut. Why don't you win a game?
Yes.
I notice he's avoiding the Mets again.
It's a good thing the Yankees won yesterday, because this is going to be a disastrous series for the Yankees. I'm just telling that right now.
Scherzer and DeGrom back to back.
Exactly. And you got Domingo Germán, who has been about as mediocre as, Gallo's been all year. And then you have Montas, who obviously is scared of playing in New York because he's stunk out loud since he's been in pinstripes. So this could be a very ugly series.
I've been trying to tell you. You won't listen.
Well, I'm on it now. It was a very frustrating weekend.
You won't listen to me. Months I've been saying this. This is not a new phenomenon. I'm not jumping on a bandwagon here.
I know.
You're good. Not that good. All right. Enough Yankee talk. Let's talk about winners. All right. Kidding. Say this, a lot of panic in Yankee land. We'll get to see Mr. Hamm tomorrow. He and I are speaking to the Duquesne Club tomorrow. It's the one where I get to stand up with Jack and look around the room and see so much money.
I don't doubt that.
And I always think to myself, I'm the poorest dude in the room. I should be asking them questions. What are they asking me questions for?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells fouled up.
By the way, Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania won today. They won 7-1 over Massapequa, New York. Two wins for them.
Yeah, they stepped it up with the back against their wall.
Yeah. That is tremendous. Just to win once had to be a thrill. Now twice, now you have fun. How far can you go? Now, there's no margin for error anymore because they're in the, you know, the quote, the playback bracket. But Bryce Harper, by the way, remains on track for a rehab assignment at AAA Lehigh Valley beginning either tomorrow or Wednesday. He says his thumb mobility is 85 to 90% back. Says the strength is there. He wants enough at-bats to return to the majors without any days off. They are guessing right now that his return would be September 2nd. Is Giancarlo Stanton ever coming back?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Supposedly starting a rehab assignment with Somerset, I believe, this week.
Oh, good. At least a level he can handle. All right.
But we'll see, I guess.
This isn't good for you.
The Yankees? No.
Oh, you're not going to jump up and down about beating the Browns in a preseason game, are you?
No, but it was nice to get a W yesterday.
4-24. 4-24. What is 4-24?
I'm guessing that's probably their preseason record.
That's the Colts preseason record when Peyton Manning was the quarterback.
Ah. Oh, yeah, he was. Yeah, it's whatever.
Exactly. It's whatever. You're out there doing cartwheels over nothing.
The only thing I would probably come close to that was Devin Allen's big touchdown yesterday. Other than that, it's nice to see a win, but yeah, I'm in wait and see mode here. But it's always nice to see a win, regardless of the circumstances.
I watched 5 minutes. I looked out and go, who are these people?
I did watch the whole game, so you got me there.
I mean, I thought I was watching the replacements.
Well, technically you were.
Yes.
Oh, my almighty!
That's why I don't bother with preseason games. I mean, tonight there's Monday Night Football. It's the Jets and somebody. Who are the Jets playing?
I believe it's Jets-Falcons tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm in my class today, and two of my students are Jets fans. I said, do you guys follow professional football? They admitted they had no retort.
There you go. And I believe it is Joe Buck and Troy Aikman's ESPN debut tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Not even they can save it.
The Fox number one team made their debut last night, Ravens Cardinals.
Didn't see it.
I watched maybe 5 minutes of.
Didn't see a second of. I had a game yesterday anyway. And the World Series Classic, Little League World Series Classic up at Williamsport was a complete success. Great for baseball. Former President Bush was there. Rob Manfred was there. And Orioles won again. They won 5-3. That was really well done. The great one was the little leaguer that he was talking about. He says, I've never been this close to a major league game. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. And that part was really cool. And Pennsylvania, they was supposed to play yesterday, Hollidaysburg. Because of all the weather, they had to move it to this morning at 11. They won 7-1. Hit a big three-run homer, by the way. That's not our play-by-play call of the day for some odd reason, but that's all right. No. I'm surprised it wasn't like some Yankee bunt.
No.
Although I saw that what the shortstop made a play, they call it called Jeter-esque.
Yeah, it says Waldo Cabrera. Yeah, he's had a good start on the field since his call up. He's fun to watch.
So is O'Neill Cruz, and he's hitting 192. All right. What? Sorry, I expect a little bit more out of guys than just the basics. You're getting paid a lot of money. College football starts on Friday night. Jerry Kill back as the head coach. Now of New Mexico State, they will host Nevada Friday night. Unlike the Eagles game with the Browns yesterday, it's actually a regular season game on Friday night. It actually counts. Matt, you should watch it. It's actually like, you know, like when the game's over, you have a win and a loss.
Oh, my almighty!
I might have to check it out after I get done with my own season opener of regular season high school football action.
So what do you have?
I have South Williamsport at Milton to open up Milton's new alumni stadium.
Nice. I like it.
Newly renovated. Was just there last week shooting my first TV show of the season. Looks great. Look forward to being back there Friday night.
Very nice. Very, very nice. And we'll have our first high school football roundtable of the year on Thursday.
That's right.
Brett McMurphy at 4:35 today. More on movement in college football. Next half hour, we'll set it up. We'll explain, at least in some ways, why the grant of rights is so difficult to get out of. That's why, for example, when you hear about Oregon and Washington and Stanford and Cal, why? Because that's the next contract that is up. The Pac-10 contract is the next contract to be negotiated, which means the grant of rights for those four schools expire sooner than everybody else's. It just makes it easier. As long as you're avoiding the possibility of a collusion case, which you're trying to avoid. But we'll explain, like the ACC's grant of rights. It is such a simple document. It is not a 50-page document filled with legalese, okay? It's like a 5-page document. That's it. That essentially says you sign away your media rights for the life of the contract. It's simple in a lot of ways, and it's evidently really hard to get out of. Because remember, Texas has lawyers. Oklahoma has lawyers. Where are they playing football this season? In the SEC? No. They're playing in the Big 12. That should tell you a lot. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More in a moment. Matt flying the Yankee flag at half-mast. I thought, really, that was a macho move yesterday by Gerrit Cole. Probably would have been better if he pitched Saturday.
All right.
That's your guy. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Well, I don't know who the fall guy is, but Devin Allen, the Olympic hurdler, look at him, celebrates as he goes into the end zone, a 55-yard pinch and catch. A truly remarkable story, a three-time U.S. national champion in 110-meter hurdles, as he shows you the celebration.
You, sir, are my hero.
What's your record?
I'm just celebrating for the kid. I know they're 0-0.
Same as the Jaguars. All right.
I'm letting the kid have his moment.
Well, you know he's fast. So was Skeets Nehemiah. Well, I'm trying to think the best sprinter. I mean, like, track sprinter. Probably to transition to football. Had the most success with Bob Hayes, I would think. 64 Olympic gold medalist, 100 meters, Tokyo. Bob Hayes had a really good career. Now, Bob Hayes is also one of the reasons, without catching a pass, that the Cowboys lost the Ice Bowl game to the Packers. You know why? Because they get to the line of scrimmage. It was a running play. Hayes would have his hands in the pockets of the uniform, you know, that they had set up. But it was a pass play. He had them out. They were like, okay, I think they may. Whoops. Brandon Wright's very difficult to get out of. We'll explain why next half hour. For example, there are some contracts that are easy to get out of. Sunbury Broadcasting will let the suit out of his contract any day he wants. I don't know why, man.
I just come in and do what I got to do. I leave that to the other side of the building.
Non-committal, I see. Very nice.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, RV, motorcycle, boat, whatever it may be, bundles. They'll do everything they can to save you money while making sure you're fully insured. They're just great people who are great pros. Go with the best in the business. That's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15, Elmo's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Again, rehab coming up for Bryce Harper, Lehigh Valley. Right now they're targeting September 2nd for him to be back with the Phillies. And Dominguez is on the IL. He lost another reliever for the year. And that is what one of the great separators in any sport at any time, injuries. Without question, injuries. One Penn State note for you. It's actually in men's gymnastics. Steven Nedorosic made the U.S. national team. The pommel horse world champion, 2020 Penn State grad, is now part of the 2022 senior national team and is qualified for the world trials. So congratulations to him. All right, so let's now get to the grant of rights. Because Matt does not want to talk about how somebody's in his way for the Shikellamy play-by-play job.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
America waits. You're holding your head down, I can tell. So the grantor rights, as I pointed out, if it's so easy, why are Texas and Oklahoma? Now, Texas and Oklahoma, we'll see what happens with them as to when they want to go or if they're going to wait all the way through. They say they are. You notice USC and UCLA are not playing in the Big Ten next year. Or at least not planning to, the first year of the new TV deal. Same story, grant of rights. So Andy Staples of The Athletic wrote a great article about this in which he talks to an attorney who specializes in these areas. His name is Mark Wilhelm. So we're going to take from that article the quotes, and Wilhelm says, essentially, there are four ways to challenge this deal. Number one, the schools can simply leave the conference and leave its rights behind. Sounds pretty simple, right? Except here's the problem. It's an absolute non-starter. Because without the rights, that school has considerably less value to another league. The new league is not going to take them if they don't have their rights. So that's a non-starter. We're leaving. Good. Have a good one. Well, yeah. You can have a good one all you want. You also have no rights. It's not going to work. So option number one is a bad option. So let's move on to option number two. And of course, it is the one that many and many different professions seem to be taking of late. Let's go to court. You can sue to get your rights back. Except here's the problem. It's a huge risk. And what makes it a huge risk, it's going to be incredibly expensive. Wilhelm says, quote, that's going to be incredibly expensive. There is not a lot of certainty that a school is going to win. Ooh. Now, they may say, for example, that the contract isn't valid. It's really tough considering both the athletic director and the university president signed the deals. Right. There are three simple parts to it. An offer, an acceptance, and consideration. And they've all signed it. That's what makes it tough. The next part is, according to Wilhelm, it's also, now where do you sue? As Dennis Dodd pointed out on the show last week, the Big 12's grant of rights was written in Delaware. Okay? Now, I remember when I was working with BTN, for example. You know where my contract was from? California, Beverly Hills. Okay? So my agreement was actually governed by the laws of the state of California. Okay. Interesting. So that's two of them right there. As to what you could do. Now, what's the next part you can go through? Can you get enough other schools together to say bye-bye to it? The problem is the other schools won't do that. If you are, let's stick with the ACC. If you're Pitt, Syracuse, Boston College, Wake Forest, right? Even Duke. You're not going to go along with this. Nobody's going to take you. And please don't go on and on about Duke basketball. Please do not. This is not about Duke basketball. It's like all the people. Stanford, they bring great value. Look at the national championships they won. The Fox and NBC and CBS are going, that's really nice. We don't carry those. So option three is far less risky, but extremely expensive, is to try and negotiate a deal with the conference and the remaining members for an exit fee that is less than the full amount that would be forfeited. The exit fee would allow the school to leave with its rights intact. Maryland did that. But Maryland still is far behind financially, in part because of it. I think they paid over $50 million to get out. And they weren't in great financial shape to begin with. Maryland right now is still not getting a full cut from the Big Ten. And Rutgers, for example, now they didn't have an exit fee, but Rutgers is in such bad financial shape, they don't get a full cut from the Big Ten until 2027. So you negotiate an exit fee. But let's face it, an exit fee also has a network looking around saying, well, wait a minute, am I going to continue to pay you even though they left? So the exit fee is the next part. The last option is the one that has the fatal aspect to it. You hope that the league dissolves, and with it, the grant of rights dissolves with it. And let's face it, that would require the majority of the members to want to leave. And again, we go back to who would be left. You can't get the majority to kill the grant of rights, because guess what? If you do, that means they're on the market and they're vulnerable to getting exponentially less because they are not as desirable. So they're not going to vote to do that, and they're not going to vote to dissolve the conference. So that's where it leaves you. I mean, the school is essentially, each school that signs the grant of rights essentially gives something of value. It's media rights. And these are not 50-page documents filled with legalese and different terms. These documents are 2 to 5 pages. That's it. And the Big 12 grant of rights, which Dennis Dodd has looked at, believe it or not, the ACC looks like a duplicate. I mean, because I've seen the copies of them. It looks like the ACC cut and paste the Big 12. It looks like a cut and paste job. It's the same wording. Pac-12, effective July 1, 2012. Each member hereby transfers and assigns to the conference any and all of its rights to the commercial exploitation of all audio and video transmission and dissemination by any means, all means, now known hereafter as the grant of rights. Okay, that's just the first sentence. Big 12, executed September 7, 2012, effective July 1, 2012. Obviously, it was backdated. Right? The Big 12 Conference Incorporated, a Delaware not-for-profit corporation. The Big 12 is a Delaware not-for-profit corporation? Really? Baylor University, Iowa State. These all have longer names. Iowa State University of Science and Technology, an institution of the state of Iowa. Kansas State. Kansas. Oklahoma State. Texas Christian. Texas Tech. The University of Kansas. The University of Oklahoma. University of Texas at Austin. And West Virginia University. Our entities that are admitted to the new conference hereafter will become bound by this agreement by executing a signature page and joinder agreement hereto the condition to such admission, whereas the conference and each of the current members entered into or upon joining the conference as members became parties to that certain grant of rights agreement dated November 1, 2011, the original grant of rights agreement. That's the Big 12s. There's 5 more pages after that. The ACC is the same one. It looks like it was cut and paste. The Atlantic Coast Conference, an unincorporated nonprofit association. They leave out the Delaware part because they're not. Enters in with these entities, blah, blah, blah. The document is exactly the same. Each of the member institutions irrevocably and exclusively grants to the conference during the term as defined all rights. I mean, this is what you're dealing with here. I mean, read them. That's what makes it so hard. That's why you're looking, when people are talking about, well, if they go to 20, what about Stanford and Cal and Washington and Oregon? Well, there's a reason. The grant of rights for those schools are up in 22 and a half months. That's what makes them the most vulnerable. It's just common sense. Then the next group is the Big 12, but the 12 doesn't have a lot of desirable entities that are going to increase your number. It's all about increasing your number. And going to 20, I don't know, maybe Kevin Warren is thinking he'll go to 20 now or he'll go to 20 in 7 years. I don't know. But if you're going to go to 20 now, that means between now and, let's say, a year from now, one of two things will happen. Either A, George Kliavkoff and the Pac-10 put together a new media rights deal and all 10 schools sign it, which then would bring with it a new grant of rights. Or between now and a new TV deal is potentially negotiated, schools leave and go someplace else before they sign a grant of rights deal with the Pac-10. Seems to be the order of it. Me, I'd rather just stay at 16 because I think it's easier to manage. I think the 16 they have, it's an exciting conference. But that's me maybe being too simple about all of it. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back. Matt, during the course of that grant of rights conversation, was pouring through every Yankee stat he could find. What did you find?
Not a whole lot of good right now.
I've been trying to tell you that for 2 months. You won't talk to me about it. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.